Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see where John fell down the second time to worship. The other time was in Revelation 19:10. And we're to note here that we're to worship God and God alone. We're not to worship each other. We're not to worship saints. We're not to worship angels. We don't get into angel worship here like some other groups of people do. But I find it also interesting, verse number 9, where he says, "For I am thy fellow servant." You know, I noted this last week. We are all servants of God. Every one of us. We're just servants of God to whom God chooses to use. He uses us in different capacities. But the thought is that he said we're fellow servants to the Lord. Then in verse number 10, we looked at this where he said, "Seal not the sayings." And I compared last week, we looked in Daniel chapter number 12, where Daniel was writing that great book, the prophecy. And at the end of the chapter, he told Daniel to seal this book, okay? Seal it up. Daniel's head was exploding. He couldn't understand everything that he was writing, rightfully so, because God had showed him some things that were yet future. And Daniel could not wrap his head around it. But he said, just seal up the book, and that later on, people are going to understand what's written here in Daniel chapter 12. Well, we see here in Revelation 22, in verse number 10, he says, "Seal not the sayings now." We have the completed word of God. You know, I'll hit on this and move on. We know more about prophecy now than Daniel did. We know more about prophecy than even the Apostle Paul did, because we have the completed word of God. We have the book of Revelation, which was the last book written. John, you know, the apostle, wrote it on the Isle of Patmos. So we know more today than they did in the Old Testament times, and even in the times of Christ. We know more about the Bible, Scripture, because we have the completed word of God. And aren't you glad about that? Anyway, we see where it says, "Seal not the sayings." And then we ended last week in verse number 11, where choices have been made. Let me read this verse and we'll move on. "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." Now, I mentioned about that word "still" last week. S-T-I-L-L is used 4 or 5 times here in this one verse. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. The ones who are filthy, they'll be filthy still. Him that is righteous, they'll be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Okay. I mentioned last week that this adverb "still" could be understood in the sense of more. In other words, that the unrighteous will become more unrighteous. They're not going to get any better. Are you following? When they're in the lake of fire, they're not going to repent of their sins. They're not going to cry out and say, "Lord, I'm sorry," when they're burning forever in eternity. Just the opposite is going to happen. They're going to become more unrighteous. They're going to become more filthy because they're going to be so mad things are taken. That's the thought here. That, are y'all following what I'm saying? Okay, that's the thought. And then about those who are righteous, let him be righteous still. That's holy, let him be holy. Do you know the more we're with Christ, the better we become? In eternity, we will never be a god. Amen, preacher. There'll be some groups teach that you'll become as gods and all. No. But the longer we're with Jesus, we become more like him. Are you following? Never be him because he's God. But we become more like him. Again, for Jesus was on this earth, or his ministry anyway, for 3.5 years. He changed a lot of things, lives and people around him. He'll be on this earth for 1,000-year reign, his 1,000-year reign during the millennium. He's going to change this whole world. Imagine what eternity is going to be like, if we can, possibly. So that's the thought here. In verse number 11, choices have been made. The unrighteous are going to be in the lake of fire forever and ever, and they will never get right with God. Did y'all get that? A lot of people think that, well, they're in eternity, and they'll repent, Lord, I'm sorry. But the Bible says, let him be unrighteous still. Let him be filthy still. There are no second chances. Your opportunity to be saved is on this side of the grave. You don't have another chance, okay? And that's the thought here. Now, let me move on to verse number 12. Let me read verses 12 through 15. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I want you to notice in verse number 12 again, that phrase, behold, I come quickly. I mentioned so many times during the book of Revelation in our studies that I believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. We call it the imminent mentality. And six times in the book of the Revelation, Jesus says, I come quickly. The first two times it says a warning, as a warning. In Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 5, he's speaking to the church at Ephesus. And he said, you remember the church at Ephesus, they lost their first love and all. And he said, Jesus, I have some things against thee. In verse number 5, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So this is a warning that, hey, I'm going to come quickly, all at once, all of a sudden. You're not going to be prepared for this. Again, the word imminent does not mean that he will come at any moment, that he could come. Are you following? That we should always be ready for his coming. So we see this in verse number 5, Revelation chapter number 2. And then verse number 16, he's talking to the church at Pergamos. Again, we know what was taking place there at church at Pergamos. And he says this in verse number 16, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. So the first two times Jesus mentions about coming quickly, they are warnings to these two churches to straighten up, because ready or not, here I come. Okay, you remember, I always think of this thing about, it's a silly illustration, but when we were kids, we used to play hide and seek. I guess kids still play that. I don't know if they ever get out of the house away from their Game Boys and off of the computers, you know. Always used to play outside. And we'd play hide and seek. Remember that? Everybody go hide in somebody, count, put their head by a tree or something, say 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Anyway, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here I come. That's the thought of imminent mentality. You ready or not, here he comes. So he told those churches in Revelation chapter number 2 as a warning. Straighten up, because I'm coming quickly all at once. And then there's four times he in the rest of the book that it says promises, not as a warning, but as promises for those who were faithful and were struggling and, you know, Lord, I need you. Well, just hold on. I'm coming to rescue you. The thought is, well, we see it again in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 11. To the church at Philadelphia, you remember in our studies, the church of the Philadelphia, when Jesus addressed that church, he never said one bad thing about them, as opposed to the other churches, and Smyrna was one, another one anyway. He did not say any, he didn't give them any warning. He commended them. He didn't condemn them. He commended them, the church at Philadelphia. And he says this, verse number 11, behold, I come quickly, hold fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. So it's a word of encouragement. I'm coming quickly. The others are warnings. This is an encouragement. Hold fast. Stay with it. Stay faithful. I'm on my way.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.